In today's podcast, we talk about the weird way that God works, and we commit to be a part of it. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers, called to the forgotten. So, have you ever stopped and looked at some of the really painful or difficult situations in life and simply asked why? Like that why me kind of question? I mean, it's an understandable question and rather common one. Finding a reason for the pain can help us deal with it and persevere through it. Sometimes the reason isn't the most straightforward of things, like consequences for something. Sometimes there's actually greater plans that the Lord is working out. Today we actually see Jesus encountering a man who has been blind since birth. And the people, they try and determine why he was struck blind. And they bring the question to Jesus. They wonder if it's due to sins of the parents of this man or his own sins. I mean, okay, quick aside, that's a ridiculous set of choices given he was born blind. So if those are the only options, it must have been afflicted by his parents because he was born that way. But anyways, but Jesus actually informs them that they have done what many of us often do, where you're limiting your view way too much. And he says, yo, you're missing an option. There's another choice available. Let's look at John chapter 9, verses 3 through 5. He says, well, it says this. Jesus answered, it was not this man who sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. So moving beyond the actual question, he continues and he pushes them forward towards instruction. So he answers, brushes it off like, yeah, you missed the actual situation. He says this, we must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. You guys hear that? While it is day, we must work the works of the Father. That's the one who sent Jesus. That's who he's referencing. So what are the works of the Father? Well, he gets to that. But you see, did you guys notice that? Instead of spending so much time philosophizing about why this happened, why, Jesus moves towards solving the problem. That's the work of the Father, bringing healing and wholeness to that which is sick and broken. While we can, we must apply the light that God placed in us. The brokenness we see, the issues that we encounter, we are called to be a part of God's work going forth into those situations while it is day. You guys, that's referring to our lives here on earth. We must not waste the daylight, the daytime, because soon night will be here, our days will be over. And when night is here, when our days are done, then we can eternally retreat, right? Knowing that we did all that we could while we had the light. Furthermore, in this passage, Jesus confounds those present by not only lifting himself above the debate about why, but he heals him in a way that is so counterintuitive that I'm sure prompted another question. Like, how? Like, does that make sense? Let's go ahead and read about the healing in John chapter 9, verses 6 through 7. Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Like, whoa, that's weird behavior. Like, what's going on? He made mud. And then he said this, you guys. Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. He used mud to heal this man. And he actually sent him into a place that men sent, right? After he just got through saying, I'm doing the works of the one who sent me, right? This is where you do them, in the place called sent. But here's what's weird. He used mud to give him sight. He used mud to give him sight. Wouldn't dirt and mud like be more commonly used to blind someone than to return sight to someone? This must have been a very confusing request to the blind man, as I'm sure it was confusing to all those watching right now. But we don't read of his questioning. We don't see his hesitation and asking, what do you mean? How does that work? Why should I do that? But this man was convinced of his need for and was ready to submit to Jesus's weird way of working out a healing. Let us not be surprised when God shows up in our lives in ways that don't make sense, in ways that make it hard to see why something is as it is. But as we submit to his ways, we can do so with the confidence that he worked, is working, and will work on our behalf. Through his blood, or even through some mud, Jesus is bringing about deliverance for his people. Let us continue to be active participants in the work while today is called today, and trust that as God sends us, we come back healed, strengthened, and renewed. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you that in the midst of the darkness, you are a light. Jesus says he's the light of the world. But Lord, he also gave us a light. He calls us the light of the world. Lord God, in the same way that you sent Jesus, you now send us. In the same way that Jesus operated from a place of authority, we operate in the authority that he's given to us to be a healer, to be participants in the work that you are about, to be co-laborers in the Father's business. Father, would you help us to first and foremost open up our view? Help us to remove the limitations we have on our understanding of the ways that you work. Help us to get beyond the questions of why and how and just celebrate the who, that it's you. It's always been you. Help us to lean in to your commands on our life, Lord God, that we would go as you send, that we would pick up the mud and use it to heal, if that's what you say, even though it goes against our logic, Lord God. Help us to recognize that what you say goes, not what we think is right. Lord God, help us to trust you more than anything. Lord God, we need you. We need your strength. We need your power. And we ask that you would help empower us to be participants today. We love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen. All right, you guys. Well, hey, I hope you get to go and be about the business today, recognizing the way that he's sending you. You don't necessarily have to recognize the way that he works, but when you see him moving and you know he's calling you in, jump in. Jump in and be about it. You guys, I hope that today has been a blessing to you. I hope that as you go about your day, that you share this with somebody, you encourage somebody. Somebody needs to know that God loves them. He's got a plan for them and he's going to use them despite the weird ways that it might look. And I want to encourage you, make sure you give a like wherever you're watching this. If you're listening, make sure you've subscribed and make sure that you leave a comment if you're watching this on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. And I'll see y'all back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.